URN.
Hello and welcome to a special episode of Touchdown. I'm joined as ever by Jake Longhurst, still repping his, what do we describe as, resplendent Jets jersey.
We'll go with that.
Lovely away kit. And we also have someone wearing some nice gear. A Jaguars gold jersey for Sean, the head of SU Sports. Is that correct title? Is that the correct terminology?
I mean, call me what you want. They officially call me sports officer. But
sports officer is the word I was probably looking for.
I get a lot of names.
You get a lot of names. Most of them good, let's hope.
Some of them, you know who you are.
I saw you got put up on the famous board the other day. Is that true?
Yeah, that's been up a while.
Oh, God. I'm sorry.
You obviously don't use the spot facility very often.
No. Shots fired. No.
All the other previous sports officers are pretty jealous because it was not up for like the last 10 years. Mm. And then I came in and now it's there. So
it's
just got to get the most important things down.
Yeah,
that's really
straight
cool.
In with the selfie, obviously.
That's very cool. Other things that are cool at the moment for the Jacksonville Jaguars in the playoffs and came back from an amazing, what was it,
27?
27 points deficit.
Beautiful.
Yeah. One of the largest playoff comebacks of all time.
Third largest ever.
Third largest. Thank you, Statman John. Thank you.
Nice. That's my job.
How was that, watching that as a Jaguars fan?
So I had a 5 a.m. car journey on the Sunday morning.
Ooh.
So I was convincing myself, Sean, you've just got to sleep. Like, you've got to be asleep. You can't stay up and watch it. And then I woke up about 2 o'clock, checked my phone, saw Trevor Lawrence has thrown 3 interceptions, and I was just like, why am I awake? But then I was awake, and I think I had a few mini heart attacks watching the rest of that game. But it was, good fun. And I'm getting a bit nervous talking about it. Yeah. Now we're just going to get battered by the Chiefs, so.
Yeah, I mean, the Chiefs are your next opponent, very tough. But let's keep on the positive. Trevor Lawrence, he's developing as a player. He's not quite the finished product like who you're going to be facing in Patrick Mahomes. But what's he been like this year for Jaguars?
I think there's a lot of Jags fans who believed in him, even when he had a pretty poor season last year. And even at the start of this year, it's fair to say he was struggling. A lot of Jags fans stuck with him. But then I think the media kind of dominated with Zach Wilson was playing pretty well at the start of the year, Justin Fields. Sorry, Jake. And people kind of, I think a lot of people gave up on him, and he just needed that stability in Doug Peterson to,
I think, frankly,
kind of
as
guide
well,
him.
Once he'd been given up on, he's almost got the space to go, all right, they don't believe in me, I can kind of work from here. I've got no expectation.
Absolutely.
And that almost helps.
Yeah, he talks a lot about the Broncos game at Wembley, where he threw a pick in the end zone, and then he threw a pick on what should have been his like crowning moment as a first comeback or whatever it was. And he talks about that just being so dejected, like people were ready to depend on him, and he couldn't do it. And I think he really matured as a person on that long flight back.
Well, Russell Wilson was doing the warm ups on the way there, and he sort of feels like Trevor Lawrence is grown as a player on the way back. I was at that game, and I very much felt the Broncos were rubbish. Let's face it, the Broncos are rubbish.
Annoying.
And the Jaguars felt like that was their rock bottom. They had so many opportunities to win that game. An awful second half where I don't think they got over 100 yards of offense the last 5 minutes. It went really badly. But since then, got on a roll and somehow became divisional champs of the AFC South. Those 6 weeks have been absolutely mad to watch, haven't they, for Jaguars fans?
Yeah, they have. And it's a nice turnaround from the start of the year when I think the first like 9 games, every game we lost was by one score. Like Christian Kirk going 1 yard short at the end of the game against the Giants, stuff like that. You're just like, it's just not
just depressing.
Kicking the teeth every time you thought we were there. And then suddenly they started flipping, like we beat the Ravens. I think that was the first time when we all kind of looked at each other and thought, they've got Lamar Jackson and we've still won.
Beat the Cowboys too.
Beat the Cowboys. My mum is a big Cowboys fan, so that was enjoyable.
So how did you become a Jaguars fan? And also our interest, as I've sort of Americanized my pronunciation of the word Jaguar.
Jaguars.
Do you say Jaguar or do you say Jaguar?
Jaguar.
Too British. How did you become a Jags fan?
Having never watched any American football in my entire life, I was flicking through Sky Sports at home, and it was the AFC conference championship game against the Patriots when Miles Jack wasn't down, but we won't go into that. And I was like, oh, this is interesting. And my mum watched American football growing up. That's why she's a Cowboys fan, because she was on Channel 5 or something. And she was like stood up in the living room so excited that I was finally, you know, like interested. She's like pausing it, being like, right, okay, this is a first down. So what they have to do is go 10 yards. And I just got into that, and then the Jags lost, and I was like, they could do with a bit of support. And then they needed...
True Brit. What a Brit.
Can I just say, so many... And this is a massive dig at Patriots fans. Not in the playoffs for the first time in a long time. Sean has seen the Patriots win and did what most moral people would do. He went, no, I'm going to support the losing team here.
I'm not going to support the Patriots.
Never support Bill Belichick or Brady.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sean. That's a lovely, heartwarming story.
You're a proper fan.
Yeah.
You're a fan with a proper moral backbone.
And since then, it's been awful for the Jaguars.
Yeah, I don't want to blame me, but the correlation is pretty bad.
That Saxonville year was an absolute bizarre year, because the Jags, as always, have been so disappointing. And then out of nowhere, Tom Coughlin comes in, brings all the sacks, and just... so exciting to watch some great defensive football. And then you've been in and out of quarterbacks. Blake Bortles, I wonder what he's doing right now. And Trevor,
he's just showing up and watching Trevor. He gets spotted in Jacksonville all the time now. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, he's had a massive...
He's just retired as well.
Oh, bless him. I've got a soft spot for Blake Bortles because the Jaguars are always coming to England and, well, mainly Britain. Sorry, I've got to call it Britain. It's quite interesting.
Well, no, they are mainly coming to England.
Yeah, okay.
You can specify. Yeah, you can specify.
I do apologise. do you get to see the Jaguars quite a lot, then?
I've seen them twice. I saw Trevor Lawrence's first victory. That felt good.
I was there.
Yeah, I went with my mate who was a Dolphins fan as well. That was good fun. Mm. That was just like a special
moment.
Yeah, it was. Like, even just being there, seeing it live, and... watching him flick his hair back and look like a god.
Such a bad game. If you want to see
L'Oreal advert,
live reactions to that, go on UrInAway_days and just go on that, and I'm clearly sulking.
It's a great watch.
April and Toby are like, that's a lovely end to the game, and just looking over their shoulder at me going, this is the worst day of my life. And that game cost us the playoffs that year. We made it to the playoffs, but Jacksonville get the win going into Kansas City.
Yeah,
Arrowhead against Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid. What can Trevor Lawrence offer?
Well, he's offered a pretty stupid comment, in my opinion, in his press conference, saying that he doesn't think that Arrowhead will be as loud as the bank was, which is completely wrong, because Arrowhead is the loudest.
Yeah, the Arrowhead has created the loudest crowd sound ever.
Yeah, so and all the noise will be going against him rather than for it. I think...
So that's a bit of a silly comment.
Yeah, I think
I look forward to seeing him proved right, you know? Let's hope.
Yeah, I imagine he'll have some... teething problems, maybe not a four interception teething problems
with any luck
kind of game, but I like our chances. I think Doug is much more creative or much more aggressive in these situations than Andy Reid, and I just think in my opinion, I was thinking about this last night, so let's go philosophical against a tight, so it, this year, right, we have thrived on not being the team that anyone thought about, like, and then we went to Tennessee at what, like week 13, 14 or something, and everyone was like, if Tennessee win, they basically take the division and Jags will finish third again in the division and yeah, whatever. And then we won that and we kind of turned up and like, yeah, pay attention to us. And then kind of the narrative flipped by the end of the year and we played the Titans at home last game of the season to get into the playoffs, and we panicked, I think, at the start of the start of the game. We were a bit nervous because we didn't like
pressure's on again.
That pressure suddenly being on us. And then we went into the Chargers game, and again, I think were like, I actually think the pressure was on. I think people thought, nobody believed in Brandon Staley's ability to coach a team.
Which is fair enough.
Which was true. And also, he was my pick for coach of the year at the start of the year, but we don't need to talk about that. And maybe again... not. I think we were a bit nervous, a bit panicked. I think now everyone's just kind of gone, yeah, the Chiefs are going to win.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Chiefs, in theory, even will wipe the floor with you.
Even now, yeah, exactly. Even now, if you go on the NFL website to try and buy a ticket for the AFC Championship game, they've got it as Bills Chiefs in Atlanta. Yeah. And I think Trevor and the team will absolutely thrive on just nobody
turning
nobody
up,
even thinks.
No expectation.
Yeah,
the Giants had a very similar thing when they went on their playoff run. They were also in the wild card round. No one expected them to win. They got given tickets to Dallas would have been Dallas Green Bay, essentially, which was the game essentially they wanted the NFC Championship game to be. And I think that can really motivate a side.
Yeah.
I'd love to see the Jags put up a fight, however.
That'd be excellent.
You just. Travis Etienne?
Yeah.
Can he get out there? Can he cause some damage?
He frustrates me. The amount of times he's like, somebody just like grabbing his shoelace as he's about to break a tackle to go 50 yards is so frustrating. And then, I don't know. I like our chances of being in the fight. I don't think we'll get blown out at all.
Yeah, I think people overestimate how much that the Chiefs could win by.
Yeah.
Obviously, if they win. I think the Chiefs probably will win, but I don't think it'll be a rout.
No.
I expect that the Jags will actually turn up and hopefully put up a very respectable fight.
Yeah.
I want to see a good game.
Yeah, I do as well.
So your final prediction, we're going to make this your prediction.
I have to predict a win, though.
The Jags are going to win. Thank you, Sean, for coming on.
No, thank you for having
Touchdown.
Me.
Touchdown. We'll make sure this goes on the show. So we're going to record some sort of Instagram reel. You've been liking our Miami Dolphins out of the playoffs. It's been fun. We'll talk about that after.
Imagine being
you'll
in
have
the playoffs.
You have to get me back after we win the Super Bowl in a few weeks.
Definitely. Right. Thank you very much, Sean, for coming on the pod. Hello and welcome back to Touchdown. How you doing? Oh, Jake has just sneezed.
That's otherwise, I'm great.
The most sneeze I've ever seen.
I was trying to keep it quiet.
I was trying to figure out what's going on.
I was trying to keep it quiet.
You just grab your face and you just went, "Butcha."
I was trying to keep it quiet. I think I succeeded.
I think it's not bad.
I think that was a success.
Unlike the Miami Dolphins' attempt to beat the Buffalo Bills. Look, okay. I'm going to need to go on a minute rant here.
Mate, take all the time you need.
One of the bravest performances from a team, absolutely a configuration, a mosaic, an absolute congealment of players by the end of it. So many injuries to key players. You look at the quarterback situation, Skylar Thompson did a magnificent job. Someone who, let's face it, shouldn't be starting in a playoff game. Only the second Dolphins rookie to play in a playoff game at quarterback. Really played well against a really good team who had a really tough game. The Bills, I think, have been proven aren't that good of a team. The Dolphins did play well. However, blowing the lead and even being behind at 2 points during the game, I don't think the Bills are to be feared. Now, obviously, they can learn from that game. However, going to the rest of their playoffs, I think they need to be taken with a pinch of salt. I now think the Bengals might be the team to watch going into the playoffs. The Bills did slightly disappoint. However, they did get the win. And it was just so close for Dolphins fans. And that's all we could have really asked for. I'm not going to go into any more because I will burst into tears. But I did have a sort of moment of just going, oh, that was a good game. And it's nice to be able to appreciate your team trying hard, which is something the Dolphins fans haven't had for a long time. Still waiting on a playoff win. Haven't had that since 2000. However, there's always next year. The defensive coach has been fired, which was needed, if we're quite honest. And we look at going into the rest of the playoffs. Jake is also here. Sorry, I'd needed a bit of closure.
You know what? Sometimes, Dom, you've got to vent. It's okay. We accept your love for the Dolphins and your hatred of the Dolphins.
Yes, that's actually a fair point. It's a very love-hate relationship.
You are a Marmite man.
Oh mate, I don't even like Marmite, but yeah, I'm sorry.
Exactly. Hate Marmite.
Let's go to the other playoff games. The Bengals Ravens game, bit weird. The Bengals, even though I said they looked the best, I'm now thinking about it. They did rely on the Ravens to drop a ball at the end of the game. The Ravens played well, but the Ravens are also,
if you're going to look at it, technically better than the Dolphins. If we're going by record
alone,
they are better, and they're playing a team who technically aren't quite as good as the Bills. We could have expected that game to be close.
Yeah.
And the Bengals, I'd say, looked better than the Bills.
Yeah. Do you think the Bengals can go far this playoff?
I hope so. And I did call it. I said the Bills will not make the Super Bowl. And at this point, I think, cautiously, I might be correct. So I'm really hoping, because that would be hilarious.
Fair enough.
Because, like, go back to the beginning of the season. There was no reason, no doubt in anybody's mind, that the Bills would not be making the Super Bowl. And yet we get here, and they're good, they're very good, but do they look Super Bowl quality? Not currently.
It does sound like they are... Just keep on pushing, and you never know, really. The 49ers played the Seahawks 41-23. The Seahawks absolutely blown out of the water. The 49ers look good, though, Jake.
Oh, the 49ers look very good. And Brock Purdy, flip me, Mr. Irrelevant is Mr. Very, very relevant at the moment. He's playing out of his skin. He is one of, I think, three quarterbacks to have five games with two touchdowns.
He's playing
sensationally.
He's absolutely a joy to watch. I think, I'm going to say it quietly, the 49ers are a very good team with Brock Purdy. He's an absolute gem. See, I said it quietly, so no one's going to hear.
I think it's worth saying quietly, but I think it's also worth saying this quietly. The 49ers with Brock Purdy might have their new starting QB.
I agree. It's very interesting.
Garoppa who?
We talked about the Jaguars-Chargers game. Chargers fans will be an absolute... How do you recover from that? I'm just awful.
This is one of those where Chargers fans, I'd recommend one thing and one thing alone: hibernation. Go to bed for the next 6 months so everyone forgets about you. And that way you can come back next season and kind of pretend it didn't happen.
Yeah.
That is the only remedy.
It's a tough one for Chargers fans. But let's just before we go, Seahawks are looking to keep a Geno Smith, maybe franchise tagging him in the postseason. We talked about the Bills, their 3-point win over the Dolphins. So close, Finns fans, wasn't it? Let's go on to the big surprise of the night. You're thinking Kirk Cousins has finally gotten over. Finally gotten over his primetime problems.
And here it goes, baby.
Loses to the New York Giants. The New York Giants Instagram and social media feed has been amazing. It's beautiful. 24-31, blown out of the water by the Giants. Just Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen, Kirk Cousins had so many options, and he throws a 3-yard pass when he needs 8 yards.
Brilliant.
It's awful pass.
It was so funny.
It's so funny. It's brilliant to watch. But
as someone who's not a fan.
Yeah.
It's brilliant to watch.
And you just think Minnesota have wasted a really good generation again, haven't they, Jake?
Dom, it's almost destiny. Minnesota Vikings get good. Minnesota Vikings waste their opportunity when they're good. It's genuine. It's a tale as old as time.
Vikings losing in the playoffs. Now, that turned into... Meryl Streep, didn't it? Yeah, on the Rocks. What's that? The Winner Takes It All.
Yes. They're a bit like Tottenham Hotspur.
Yeah. They look good. They've got great players.
They've got great players. And great what's hits. In their trophy cabinet? Dust.
Nout.
There is Nout. Dust in there, and that's about it. And a couple of, like, you know, playoff PFA team medals.
Yeah, they've done well. They've got the Minnesota Miracle, but that's all they've got. We talked about Bengals, Ravens, and then came the Buccaneers getting trounced on by the Cowboys. Brady's...
And is this finally his final game?
It's so mad, isn't it? It's just dominated by the Cowboys. We can't really take up... Because the Bucks came in with a losing record, got smashed by a much better team.
Yeah, we can't didn't really expect them to do well.
But let's focus on Brady. What do you think is the future holding for Tom Brady?
Surely this is his final game. He can't go again. He's so old. And practically, he can't retire and then unretire again, because who wants him? The Jets would have him.
I throw you a place, a miraculous place in the middle of the desert, that where all divorced dads of two go. A place for refuge. A place.
You make a good point.
Of just people who don't fit in.
Don, you make
Will
an
we see
Tom point.
Brady in Las Vegas?
We might yet. Yeah. That's not a bad shout.
You can just imagine him going grey at one of the tables, just throwing his Super Bowl rings onto the... put it all on red. But it's sad for Brady.
Or even better, Brady to Raiders.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean.
The Tom Braiders.
The
Tom Braiders. We're having the Braiders.
There's people... Jesus.
It's going to be the Braiders.
There's people into the divisional round, essentially the quarterfinals of this tournament. The divisional rounds are... Chiefs Jaguars tomorrow night. Oh, sorry, that was Saturday night, 9:30. The Eagles play the Giants at 1 o'clock on Sunday morning, implying it's the night from Saturday to Sunday. Jake got a little bit annoyed.
A little bit pernickety.
Bills Bengals plays at 8 o'clock on Sunday night, 20:00 hours for you military lads. And all lasses, in fairness, they've updated. Have the
military
army.
Personnel.
Military personnel. There we go. That was some proper Partridge moment.
I'm always on it, Dom.
And then the absolute barnstormer, 49ers Cowboys. It's like we're in the 90s, and gentlemen. Come on! Let's do our predictions. You did very well on our last predictions.
What can I say? I know these things.
So Sean has gone for the Chiefs losing to the Jaguars. What are you going to predict?
I think, much as I'd love to see the Jags, Dom, there's only one outcome here. It's going to be an Arrowhead Chiefs, big Chiefs.
Chiefs.
They're going to storm.
Chiefs for me too. Eagles at Giants. The Giants coming off the back of that upset win. Eagles, a team that have just had their week off. What are you thinking? This is a massive rivalry.
Eagles, massive W.
Eagles, massive W. Massive dub. I'm going to say the Eagles are going to win. I think we could be seeing them in the conference championship games. The Bills at Bengals. Who have you got?
Bengals. Bengalis. All day for me. Bengalis.
I'm going to go I'll go Bills just because I need negativity in my life to prosper. And the 11:30 game on Sunday night, 49ers at Cowboys. This is a real toss-up.
This is a tough
Who
one.
Who are you going for?
I'm going to stick with Mr. Irrelevant. I want him. I want him to do well
Big
now.
Brock.
Big Brock. 49ers.
I'm going to say the Cowboys.
Cowboys are the safe choice. They're the right choice. But I really want the 49ers to do it, so I'm going to go for
I love the gold and the
it's
red.
It's a wonderful kit. Yeah. It's a classic. It sums up so much about American football history. Such a perfect kit. It encapsulates so much. Mm. And for them to go one step further against the Cowboys would be so good.
It's such a mad rivalry that played. It was essentially the sort of unofficial Super Bowl in the 90s.
It was your Real Barca, your Man U Liverpool.
Yeah,
it's that kind of a game.
It's just high talent.
It's arguably as well the two American teams, because you've got America's team in the Dallas Cowboys and the 49ers, who arguably are the classic team.
Yeah. And even in the 70s, exactly. I'm going to watch a documentary. There's a great documentary.
It sums up so much of American football history, and it's back again in the playoffs.
Back again in the playoffs. So, I'm going to go for Cowboys, and you're going to go for the Niners.
Indeed.
And that pretty much wraps up Touchdown. Thank you so much for listening. But this is the plug section. I want a sound effect that's like a plug being plugged in.
Oh.
Right, Moz, you're listening. I'm sure you are. Plug ident now.
There we go. Put those together.
We're going to be plugging different things in a ping pong fashion.
Go, you start.
Nonsense Football Podcast, best team best British player of all time.
Very nice. My band Gender Envy are playing on February the 3rd in Studio Live and March the 6th at Rescue Rooms. Go to our Instagram at gender_envy_band for more information.
I have written a series of articles about Nottingham Forest in 2022, why it was so special, the doldrums before, the year in the Championship, and what it's like being in the Premier League.
And they're a great read too.
Oh, stop it.
And I have just put out an article for an interview that I did with an amazing British band called Ithaca, who have released arguably last year's album of the year for British heavy music. It is live on the Mike website.
I have recorded an interview with England Lion, Essex Eagle and Trent Rocket with Toby. Sam Cook, who's going to be a big deal in English cricket in a few years. Do listen to that on the Sticky Wicket cricket feed.
Oh, I think.
Are you out? Who wins? Do I win plug ping pong?
Oh, no, I can come. Oh. I've got one more, my love. Moy lover. It's February the 2nd, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for one thing and one thing only. Mooch Live, the return.
Oh, is it back?
We've got four big, big, big bands. Purple Liar, with their whole band this time. They were very popular. We've got Dura Mater, who everybody's favourite post-punk band. Mm. Kielbasa, featuring Joe Zakala, Mr. Sex on guitar. And Too Weak for Doors, who were sublime. I loved them. They are all professional grade musicians. I went to secondary school with the drummer and he was always been incredible, and he's just gotten better. So if you want a bit of Purple Liar's indie, Dura Mater post punk, Kielbasa is classics, classic covers, and jazz funk from 2 Weeks for Doors. Get there.
All free entry as well.
All free entry and 2-for-1 cocktails.
2-for-1 cocktails. I can slightly outdo that. You mentioned indie. I have Ali Glenn, the Live for the Weekend host, 9 till 11 every Wednesday evening. And he's on the latest Over the Trent, where we talk all things Nottingham Forest and what it's been like in January for the Reds. Have you got anything else you want to plug?
My final plug.
Oh, he's got another!
I do. This Sunday evening, it is Return of the Mash.
Oh,
coming back, baby.
Return of the Mash.
Oh, yeah. So 11 p.m. till 1 a.m. Sunday evening into Monday morning, it is Mash Up again, baby. We are back.
That is, you might have win. You might win the ball.
Have I might have win.
I can't think of anything else I need to plug. Nothing realistic. Nothing fair. That's it.
We'll stick with that. That's for all. For all. An excellent
game. No, you win because the ball's back in my court and I can't
Cheers,
return.
True, very true.
So, the first winner of Plug Ping Pong, maybe the only,
for now,
goes to Jake Longhurst. Jake, thank you for coming on the podcast. Would you like to end with your massive trophy lift How would you like to end the podcast?
That's the trophy lift.
Yeah.
Well, thank you all very much for listening. As you have said so very many times and so wonderfully yourself, Mr. Dominic Allen.
Stop it.
Now, ladies, gentlemen, anybody listening, may I say three things, Dom?
Go on.
Go well.
Cheers.
Keep it URN.
Okay.
And keep it locked.